This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and when you look up the word badass in the dictionary, you're going to see the picture of Michelle Mace Curran. Oh, man, this is great. Second woman in history to serve as the lead solo pilot for the Thunderbirds. Former Air Force fighter pilot with nearly 2,000 hours of F-16 flying time. I mean, the real deal. Michelle, how you doing?
Good. I am excited to talk to you.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to talk to you. This is great. I had the very great experience one time of doing a media trip with the Blue Angels. And it was probably the safest I've ever felt in an aircraft. I mean, even with all the barrel rolls and everything else, but the training that you have to go through to do something like that and what you did with the Thunderbirds. Can you tell me about the very first time you appeared with the Thunderbirds?
Yeah, for sure. And I love that you got to fly with the Blue Angels. People think that we hate each other, but the teams are actually friends. We work together quite a bit.
No, you don't.
Right. All the veterans or active duty that are listening, they're like, no, Navy versus Air Force.
Right.
Same mission, same team, same thing. But I love that you got to fly with them. It gives you some context.
That's great.
Yeah, so I go to the Thunderbirds. I'm already an experienced fighter pilot. You know, I get to the team, and it's a whole new type of flying. It's very challenging at first. We do not, in the combat side of the Air Force, normally fly around just hanging out upside down
right.
or 18 inches from each other
right.
or 150 feet off the ground. Like, we don't do really any of those things, so it is fairly scary at first. But the first thing that I did for the public after about 4 months of training, you know, the team had just come together. So every year, half of those pilots are new. And
every year?
Yeah, 50% turnover. Yes, 50%
wow.
turnover every fall, which is crazy. People are like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
And so we basically take November to March to get the new pilot spun up. And, you know, then we're out the door, our first air show, usually late March. But before that, in February, my very first year, you know, I'm nervous. I've never done an event for the public. It's really stressful to be, you know, in the public spotlight. This flying is new. And so I always joke, the Air Force gets that, so they try to ease you into those types of situations. So my first event for the public ever, it wasn't even as complicated as an air show. It was just a flyover, and it was for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. Really? That was your first time?
Yeah, no pressure.
Ah! Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. We're talking to Michelle Curran here on the National Defense, and also I want to find out about this book called The Flip Side. And now you were you did combat missions in Afghanistan, is that right?
Yes, yep, Afghanistan.
How was your experience in the military?
It was highs and lows, right, I think, as anyone would say. I think on the backside of it, now that I'm out and I was, you know, on active duty for 13 years, it's the positive things that really stick with me. I got to work with the most incredible people, the highest-performing teams, live all over the world. The number of times I had these absolute pinch-me moments where it's like, I can't believe I am over the Pacific Ocean watching the sunrise wow. as I'm about to air refuel going from Japan to Hawaii. Like, what kind of, like, I'm getting paid to do this, what is happening?
Wow.
But it also is a ton of work, right? Like, you work long hours, you are all over the world, your schedule is quite the grind, and I've been pretty open about talking about both sides of it, because I think people can relate more, it gives you more credibility when you're like, yeah, it's not easy, it's hard. You have days when you absolutely hate it. Like, that is true. But the pros definitely outweigh the cons.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you a story, Michelle, that I think you'll enjoy. So we're based in Kansas City and very close to Whiteman Air Force Base. And we did a show there last year, and it was the 30th anniversary of the first delivery of the B-2. And so they did a flyover and came back in, landed, and everybody is waiting for this. Oh, what do they call him? Foursquare. This Foursquare, huge guy to step out of the cockpit. And what comes out of the cockpit is this petite 23-year-old female who is piloting this thing. And I mean, that was such a great moment. And, talk about how, especially with in flying now in the military, women are just constantly making their mark, right?
Yeah, it's become a lot more common than it was when I first joined. When I came into flying around 2010, for fighter pilots specifically, only about 2.5% were women. So it was regularly, if, you know, training class, squadron, whatever, I was, you know, the only one or one of two occasionally. Now it's closer to 5%, which is still a very small number.
Right.
But I often see class photos from pilot training graduation from the F-16 course where there's, you know, three or four women in a class. And so it's slowly shifting. And when I talk to them, it is like the culture is so much more normalized to that than it was when I first came in. And they very much feel like they are welcomed. They are part of the team. They have a sense of belonging. And I love that for them, because that can be a struggle when you are the only one, even when you're working with amazing people. It's a lot of stuff that they don't even realize is happening.
Yeah.
And so I love to see that shift happening. And there are women flying at the highest levels, right? Everything from the Thunderbirds, Blue Angels, to combat missions, you know, to flying fighters, to flying bombers, to all of the other types of aircraft. And so I think it's just becoming more the norm, which allows younger women to see role models doing it, and that just encourages them that it is a path that they can also pursue.
Oh, man, I love that. We're talking to Michelle Mace Curran here on the National Defense, and your book, The Flip Side, let's talk about that for a second, because you kind of take all of your lessons from the military and as a pilot and apply those to every situation that somebody finds themselves in, right?
Yeah, exactly, and I didn't want to write a book that was just for other pilots, just for military enthusiasts, although they will like it as well, I think. I wanted it to appeal to your average person who struggles with fear, with holding themselves back, with self-doubt, with that feeling of imposter syndrome, but put it through a very unique lens. So there are a ton of high-stakes, edge-of-the-seat stories from the cockpit in there, but then I take what I learned in those situations or what the Air Force trained me to be able to handle those situations, root that in human psychology and brain science, and then tie it to this everyday life, right? Like, this fear response that we get in modern times is rarely tied to our survival. Hmm. In a jet, yes, sometimes. But, you know, and I'm thinking about the reader, 99% of the time when they feel that physiological fear response, it's not because they're about to be eaten by a tiger, right? It's fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear of embarrassment. And oftentimes we let that fear stop us in our tracks. And when we can zoom out a little bit, get that perspective, see the flip side of it, and realize that that's just a signal our brain's giving us, and we can really evaluate you know, the awesome things that are on the backside of going and doing that thing that feels scary and uncomfortable, it sets you up for this massive growth that you often don't even realize is possible. And so that's like the push that I want to give people with the book.
And I love what you say in the book, too, about, and this is very fascinating to me, where you say that a lot of ideas are killed not because of failure, but because of hesitation.
Right. We don't even give ourselves a chance to fail because we just assume that that's going to be the case right away. And like, I cite this quote from Dumb and Dumber, like, you're saying there's a chance. Like, there's a title of a chapter in the book called that.
I love that.
And I, yeah. And
so
now,
you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly. And they're like, what are we saying? One in a million?
Right.
Even if it's slim, if you never try, right, you never take the swing at that, you never put yourself out there, the results are guaranteed, right? Like, you will not succeed. 100% chance you will fail. And so I often will be like, I'm going to go after this big thing, and the odds are stacked against me, but you're saying there's a chance. And I want other people to embrace that courage and that little bit. It's not recklessness. It's just that calculated risk-taking, because I think they could go do so many amazing things.
Yeah, that is so true. We're talking to Michelle Curran here on the National Defense, her book, The Flip Side. I have kind of a similar thought on that. I always think of things, especially big things, when I'm trying to do something big, I always think of worst case scenario. You know, worst case scenario, yeah. I got a family that loves me, and I got a house to live in. You know, and I mean, that's kind of gotten me through a lot of things, even the dumbest things I've tried to do. But that is so true. And I find that, because I've been doing this show now for a dozen years, and the more I talk to veterans, and especially veterans who have led, like you have, Michelle, the resourcefulness. I was just talking to a guy on Shark Tank about this. That's why veterans make such great business owners and entrepreneurs, right?
Yeah, I tell people that in the corporate world a lot, because I think there's a disconnect between the civilian side sometimes and seeing the strengths that veterans can bring.
Right.
Whether it's as an employee at a big company or it's an entrepreneur, they get shit done. Like, there's
right.
no option to just be like, oh, well, they said no, so I guess it's not happening. They're like, okay, now what? And that mentality of, yes, we're going to persevere, we're going to have grit, we're going to, you know, shake the trees, reach out to the subject matter experts, find all the resources and make this happen. That's just the norm. And I think we take it for granted when we're in the military. But when you get on the civilian side, you realize that not everyone operates like that. And it is really such a strength that veterans bring.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And Michelle, as the only the second lead solo pilot for the Thunderbirds. Now, I've always wondered about this because we always you see the air shows where everything is precise, everything is perfect. Have you ever had a situation at an air show with the Thunderbirds where it didn't go exactly right?
Oh, absolutely. I think in that scenario, it goes right more often than it doesn't because
sure.
it is very rehearsed. Right? Like, we know exactly what's going to happen when we have studied the air show topography. We have maps. We know where the obstacles are, you know, the towers, the hills, all that stuff. But occasionally the weather will throw a wrench
sure.
in the plan. I hit a bird. It was actually a vulture during an air show practice in Colombia. So we were flying down the country of Colombia, saw a black flash, felt a jet shake. And I had just hit a bird with a 6-foot wingspan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in an F-16 that has one engine. So that was definitely a moment where things didn't go as planned. But the Air Force trains you so well as the pilot, as the only person in this airplane, how to, you know, you have that initial fear response. Your heart rate goes up. You have that, like, oh, crap feeling. But then you pause for a second and you revert back to your training. And that's exactly what I did, and it ended up being fine. There were two holes through the side of the airplane, but the jet flew, holes and all, landed uneventfully, but definitely a scary moment for me personally.
Wow.
But I think, yeah, I just, like, go on like it's casual, because I'm so used to talking about it. But it's one of very few circumstances in the entire 13 years I was on active duty flying fighters that really stand out as this could have ended very poorly.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. Well, I so admire you, and I just thank you for your service. And this book, you got to get this book, The Flip Side. It just sounds great, no matter what you do for a living. Michelle, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Step into softness with the carpet upgrade from The Home Depot. Our stylish choices and simple prices make selecting new carpet simple. With our total project price match guarantee and installation starting just 49 cents per square foot, nobody beats our prices. Enjoy our everyday low prices on carpet with the softness and durability to take on anything life throws its way. Refresh with new carpet today from The Home Depot. Base price for standard installations only. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Madeleine Petsch is with us. She's best known for her role as Cheryl Blossom on the CW's Riverside, and now in The Strangers Chapter 2. Man, this is your Halloween movie, for sure. Madeleine, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I just watched the trailer for this. It comes out in theaters nationwide on September 26th. And wow, that's a scary movie.
Oh yeah, that's the hope, right? I mean, we've got that Halloween slot. We've gotta make everyone proud.
Yeah, and you spend a lot of the movie, it looks like, with a gash in your head.
I do. Yes, I do. I have a lot of gashes all over my face, just open wounds.
That had to be kind of fun to play.
Oh, honestly, it was a true blast. I mean, coming off of a show like Riverdale, where I am so, you know, made up every day, it's so nice to go into a role where I'm, like, meant to be covered in dirt all the time, constantly.
Now, do you dress up for Halloween?
Absolutely.
What are you going as this year?
I'm still figuring that out, but me and two of my castmates from the show I was on always do like a group costume, so we're figuring that out right now.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm going as Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm just going to put a lot of white powder on my face and go out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We're talking to Madeleine Petch here on the National Defense. She's in the new movie, The Strangers, Chapter 2, nationwide on September 26th. I mean, this is a big Lionsgate. This is a big, big movie. And was that daunting for you at all? Because, I mean, you kind of carry this whole thing.
I mean, absolutely. We shot all three films at one time, so I didn't really think about how it was going to be broken up when I was shooting it. I was just in the weeds with it. But it is, of course, daunting. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the original 2008 Strangers film, and I really love the IP, and I wanted to do it proud. And I know there's a lot of really, you know, great fans for that piece of property. So it was just important to do it justice to the best of my ability.
And now, are you from South Africa?
My parents are, yeah.
Your parents are. And you didn't pick up on the accent there?
No. I was born in America.
I have some really great South African friends, and I've never been there, but man, they describe it. They go back about once a year as just fantastical.
It's truly magical. Cape Town specifically, I always say it's like everything's in HD there. Like the colors are different. It's one of the most beautiful places in the whole world.
Oh man, yeah. And the lady that I know, her name is Karen, but she pronounces it Karen. And I keep
I know some Karen.
Do you? I keep trying to correct her and go, it's not Karen, it's Karen. And
yeah, that's like when people do to me. They say it's not Madeleine, it's Madeline. So I'm on Karen's side.
Absolutely. We're talking to Madeleine Petch here on the National Defense and the movie that you have to see for Halloween, The Strangers, Chapter 2. So what else you got going on right now? You got quite a bit on your plate.
Yeah, I actually have another film coming out October 8th on Amazon Prime called Maintenance Required. It's almost the complete opposite of this film. It's a rom-com.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, but that's kind of cool for an actor, right? I mean, you like that diversity and kind of showcase what you can do.
Absolutely. Variety is the spice of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so when you're doing these kind of films, and you did also, I never saw F the Prom. How was that?
Oh, boy, let's not talk about that one, huh? Let's let that die.
Let that die a slow death.
Yeah, like that can just be taken out back, seriously.
So how long did it take you every day in The Strangers to get ready for this as far as makeup and everything?
You know, I have an incredible makeup team on The Strangers, and I think they would take about 45 minutes, which is incredibly crazy because I had so many different prosthetic wounds on my face.
Yeah.
There was one day I had about 4 hours in the makeup chair when you saw my full body after an attack. There's a lot of wounds on my legs, but other than that, 45 minutes a day, not bad.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty good. And you know, that kind of stuff, you know, people don't think about that as far as acting in movies, but there's just so much preparation that needs to go into your role, right? I mean, not just the makeup, but also the character. You're thinking about the kind of mentality that your character has. I mean, just a lot that goes into that.
Yeah, I'm a copious note taker, so I have a ridiculous amount of notes on set of these films because I shot all three at once. And I'll be honest, I don't really think about the makeup. That's why we hire people to do it.
Right.
And we've got amazing people who do that. But I do think about the character ad nauseum. That's kind of the only thing I'm thinking about when I'm shooting.
I can't wait to see it. It's The Strangers Chapter 2 in theaters nationwide September 26th. Madeleine, it's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Teddy Sears. Actor Teddy Sears is with us. He's been on like 1,000 television programs. I mean, you've seen this guy everywhere. And he's back for season two as Dr. Josh Nichols in the hit medical drama Brilliant Minds. And season two premieres September 22nd, 10 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Teddy, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, this is pretty cool for our audience, too. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, and we talk to a lot of medics on the show, and so I'm sure they are into what you guys are doing there on Brilliant Minds. What a great show that is, and just a different take, a medical show, because it deals with the neurologist and all of these psychological dramas. It's got to be kind of a cool place to be for you right now.
It is, man. It's a fantastic job. It's doing something a little bit different. We've sort of managed to carve our own little niche here in the medical drama field, if you will, by what just what you're saying, focusing on neurology and psychology. And the sort of, listen, each episode is a bit of a medical mystery of the week, right? But it's a strange but true thing, even if it's a low percentage chance, that happen to human beings. And the doctors are tasked with trying to figure out, you know, what is going on. So there's a really, you know, there's a really compelling lead character in Zachary Quinto playing Oliver Wolf, based upon the real life neurologist and author Oliver Sacks, who devoted his whole life to his patients. And so there's a real sort of, you know, dedication, if you will, to trying to figure out, what is going on. And he's surrounded by a team of doctors. I play one of them. I play the head of neurosurgery. And so you have neurology, you have neurosurgery, you have psychology, and you have this sort of, you know, I don't know, each episode's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle that these guys need to figure out to try to unlock, if you will, what's going on. And then sometimes it's neat and tidy, but other times it's not. Like with the mind, these are things that need to be managed. And, you know, and then trying to set the patient off to manage their condition, if you will, in the best way possible to live a very, you know, thriving, active life. So it is really fun. Each episode's way different, and yet of course there's ongoing stuff and drama between the doctors and the interns. And yeah, and listen, we had a great first season, but we're back doing 20 episodes in season two, which is a very
wow.
old school 90s kind of order, if you will. And we're going to be on people's TVs for most of the year. And if you miss it on NBC, no big deal. It's on Peacock. If you miss the first season, that's on Peacock right now too. We did manage to get a really great fan base, man. People really dig what we're doing. And if they like season one, I know I sound like the ultimate pitch man here, but if they like season one, they're really going to love season two. Because like sophomore seasons are not easy. You know, the writing quality can suffer. Maybe it's below all your, you know, best stories in season one, but there's no shortage of like strange but true things that happen to us humans, and the writers have managed to exceed what we did in season two. And we've managed to get these incredible guest stars who have had their own shows who just want to play in our sandbox, which says a lot about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that we're doing it right. So
that's pretty cool.
I'm thrilled to be talking to you, man.
That's very cool. I was talking to Teddy Sears here on the National Defense, and you've been at so many great shows. I mean, American Horror Story, Masters of Sex, was it 666 Park Avenue? Was that the,
Oh my, yeah, 666 Park
Avenue. What a great show that was. Great show.
That was really fun, man. I did the first season of American Horror Story with Zachary Quinto. This was 2011. And then I remember this was one of the rarer ones. Like, listen, I don't get offered stuff, but there was a phone call like, hey, would Teddy want to be like 5-6 episodes, be this sort of detective, you know, in the spooky. I don't know if it was because I was on Horror Story that like the creators thought of me for this or what was behind the decision, but I jumped. I was like, you know, yes, absolutely. Let's go. So yeah, that was like, again, it was like a spooky, haunted old, you know, building in New York City. If you watch Only Murders in the Building, that's sort of that kind of a thing, like a very storied, you know, old building. I think it was based on the Ansonia, which is a big old building in New York City. Very cool. Very like sort of mysterious past, if you will. So yeah, like a haunted building, like, what, you know, like, that was awesome, man.
That's pretty cool. Dr. Josh Nichols is with us here. Teddy Sears from the medical drama Brilliant Mind, season two, September 22nd on NBC. And, you know, it's funny. So, you know, neurologists and the brain, man, I don't know whether it's just more people are digging into that stuff now. My wife is obsessed with a podcast series about the brain and about everything that they're finding out about the brain. But is that just, I mean, did you guys just happen to have great timing on this, or am I crazy to think that that's what a lot of people are digging into now?
No, it's probably both. We definitely had good timing on this, like lucky timing, because this series had been in development at another network. I think it was at Fox first for years, maybe 3-4 years or something. So it took a little time. Mm. And we shot the pilot it was March of 2023. Then there was an actor and writer strike in 2023. So I think if NBC had picked us up, we were slated to debut actually in the fall of 2023, not the fall of 2024. So some of these things are sort of happy accidents, right? Like there really does seem to be a real interest in the medical, but specifically the cerebral. And so I just think that is the sort of the luck of good timing. And the fact that there are so many things we can consume to be entertained by that you can watch it. If you don't watch it live or manage to record it, you can just go to Peacock and watch it later. You can watch the season, you know, months after it airs and find us whenever it's convenient for you to find us. But that's sort of a cool thing too, is like we exist as a very viable means of entertainment. And like, you know, it's very thought provoking. And also the show leaves you feeling pretty good, I think. Like, yes, we're solving these cases, if you will, but we're also all experiencing kind of the same thing. We want the same things as human beings, you know, dignity, respect, care, compassion, to be heard, understood. And we all kind of suffer the same way internally as well. So it's very cool. I just think we have so much in common, especially when it comes down to, you know, we all find ourselves needing care at some point from a doctor or a hospital. And so it's sort of a blue sky kind of upbeat show as well, amidst all the drama. And also, it's kind of funny. Like, there's a lot of funny moments on the show too, because life's all heavy. Like, sometimes you need levity to break the hard stuff.
Man, I think you need levity all the time. I think humor does more than, than more than medicine sometimes. I mean, you gotta have that because it does. You're right. Everything's,
laughter can heal.
Yeah, everything's just cyclical, you know, so, you got bad things in your life, you got good things in your life. So you gotta get through the bad with humor. But now speaking of humor, you did, some skits on Letterman, right?
I did. 20 years ago, 2005. Yeah.
So what'd you do?
Letterman, and I did, there was something on Conan I did a few things in Letterman that never aired. I mean, this was like, there was a show on, I think it was ABC at the time, called Blind Justice, which was a Stephen Botchko series based on a blind New York City detective.
I remember that.
Like Letterman's premise was like, yeah, but like, what happens if? And so he really teed off on that idea and just, you know, he it was just like, what are the silly things that could happen to a sightless detective? And so I was like, you know, I don't know. I was like arresting a lamp, and I was like, you know, I was like shooting at a guy and I missed him and I hit the hot dog vendor and the hot dog just fell down.
That's pretty good.
You know, I drive off and I like, you know, like I clean out a table of fake purses on the sidewalk. It's like, it was really silly. But we did one and the audience reaction was so good that he said, let's do this every week. So I think we did four or five. And I don't know where those tapes are, man. I
love it.
I mean, like my dad got them on like gold, like Betamax in the basement, but I should digitize that and like, you know, put it on there.
Right, right.
But that was really fun. And I haven't done nearly as much comedy as I have drama, but those are some real highlights. It's probably because I have I can't keep a straight face when I do comedy. I just laugh all the time. So I love laughing. I love silly stuff. So yeah, I don't know, but I had a hard time keeping a straight face, so to say.
I love it.
We had a lot of fun.
Teddy Sears. Does anybody ever confuse you with Teddy Swims?
You know what? You're the second person in 3 days, and I'm such a dork. I'm like, what's Teddy Swims? I literally have no idea. And I still don't. I have to look.
That's
funny. I have to like look him up.
That's funny.
Because there's something I need to know here. But right. this is like what happens when you have kids and you get old.
Yeah, that's true. And right now, Teddy Swims is going, who is this Teddy Sears guy? Who is this Teddy Sears guy that keeps talking about? Dr. Josh Nichols.
He's not thinking about me, man.
The medical drama. Brilliant. Minds is back September 22nd. Can I take this interview and report this to my insurance company? Will they cover it?
Right. Well, listen, this is the dirty secret. Once you play a doctor on TV, you actually don't need to go to medical school. So yes, you can say that you spoke to an actual doctor who, you know, wears a lab coat and a stethoscope and says lots of medical jargon. I mean, try.
Teddy, thank you so much, man. Great talking to you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Labor Day savings are here at the Home Depot with up to 35% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like LG. Keep your routines running smoothly with an LG refrigerator you can count on from the Home Depot. And with the connected ThinQ app, you'll know if the door is left open and when to replace the filter. Gear up for fall with Labor Day savings on LG, America's most reliable appliance brand at the Home Depot. Offer valid August 21st through September 10th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Sadie, I mean, what a great country we have where sports can be so important and integrated into our life.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was watching NFL Today yesterday, and they had Brett Musburger back on the set with them, and they were talking about how the NFL, could he have predicted 50 years ago when he started, you know, how the NFL could have exploded into what is now the biggest entertainment that we have. I mean, it's not even close.
Right. It's not close at all. And I think people are starting to realize the power, not only of sports, but NFL in particular, but even, you know, baseball been around for 125 years. Basketball, 75. NFL been around for 100 years. So, I mean, talk about staying power. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. And women's sports now. I mean, just everything is just exploding. We're talking to Rashawn Williams here on the National Defense, guest on Shark Tank, and you were a guest shark last year. Now, you've done some business with Mark Cuban already, right?
Yeah, so Mark is my partner in Harbinger Sports Partners, where we invest in professional sports teams. I met him on Shark Tank last season. I sat right next to him and competed for deals the whole season.
and obviously got along okay.
Yeah. We got along great. He's an awesome guy. I learned a lot from him and really look up to him. So I'm very blessed to be in business with him.
So what are some of the dumb things that you've seen on Shark Tank? Are there some that just stand out that you just go, that's never going to work?
You know, a lot of these things are passion projects that people work on at home,
right,
and are just not scalable. The founders have no expertise. They haven't made the traction that they need. They don't know how to raise money. They're not making a profit. There's no clear path to profitability. There are other products in the market that are better. They don't even know that they have competition. So I normally start at the 10 reasons why startups fail, and then I work backwards, and I say, well, how are these guys better than everyone else in those particular areas? But, yeah, you know, even if they come on, we try to lead them. If they come on and we don't invest, we try to lead them with good enough advice that they can go off and do better than what they did prior to the show. That's very important for me, to help the viewers and to help the entrepreneurs get better, because entrepreneurship democratizes wealth creation in this country. And anything I can do to support it, I will.
Yeah, and you know, that's so true. And anybody that makes it on the show, if you appear on Shark Tank, you've already won. Seriously, you know, whatever you're doing, it's going to get that much more notoriety, that much more exposure and attention. So in a sense, they're already winners, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, now if they can handle that new notoriety and attention is a different conversation. If you made it on the show and you're viral at this point, like that, I mean, just imagine getting $3 to $5 million of free marketing on network television.
Right.
Like that's what they're, you know, whether an investment happens or not.
Yeah, we're talking to Rashawn Williams here on the National Defense guest shark this season on Shark Tank. And our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And there are a lot of veteran entrepreneurs, a lot of veteran-owned businesses. And that's something we talk to them all the time on this show. And you talk about some people who know how to run a business and are resourceful. A veteran going into that space is really... they're ready to do it because they've pivoted. They've been resourceful in a military career, so they are very well versed in handling that kind of adversity. Have you ever encountered that?
Yeah, I have. In fact, there is a VC firm called Veteran Venture Partners, and these guys are former veterans and they bag veterans, and I collaborate with them often. I found that veterans are some of the best entrepreneurs. There are two groups of people that I think are really good entrepreneurs naturally: veterans and single moms on welfare.
Mm.
They both know how to work hard, stretch a budget, operate with very little resources and get a lot out of them and get the best out of sometimes bad or strained situations. And the veterans that I've worked with just bring a certain level of discipline and focus. In fact, they're very similar to professional athletes. They have that myopic focus. They work hard, they practice really hard, and they can handle pressure. Those are three things that you need to be a great entrepreneur. Veterans are perfect for it.
That's so good. Yeah, absolutely. And the things that you run across on Shark Tank, what you talked about, you know, maybe people that weren't ready yet. What's the best idea you've come across there?
Oh, my goodness. I really wish I was on the episode with Lori and crew when they did Scrub Daddy. But that was way before my time.
Yeah,
but last season I invested in four companies. This season I invested in six or seven, and I really believe that you're going to see a unicorn come out of this season.
Mm.
There's some entrepreneurs on the season premiere. On the season premiere, you're going to know it when you see it. There's a company that I invested in. I won't tell you who it is yet, but when you see me invest in this company, I'm telling you it's going to be a $1 billion brand. And they passed my little fit test. I have this thing called a fit test where I'm looking at the founder, I'm looking at their integrity, I'm looking at their team, and I'm looking at their traction.
Hmm.
And this one company, all four of those in spades, and I was jumping all over it. So I'm very excited about this new season, and I think you'll see some unicorns come out of it.
Oh, man, that's exciting. I love Shark Tank. We're talking to Rashawn Williams here on the National Defense, founder, chief investment officer of Harbinger Sports, and guest shark on Shark Tank. Yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, I can't believe 17 seasons for Shark Tank, and the premiere is this Wednesday on ABC. But what do you think it is, Rashawn? Is it just that American dream idea that keeps this show just so exciting and watchable?
I think it's the American dream, but I also think that it's real. You're seeing real billionaires be made. In fact, one of our guest sharks is a woman who came on to pitch her company, Poppy, a while ago. She sold it for $1.8 billion. Now she's a guest shark. These are real dreams coming true with real investors. And entrepreneurship is so popular now. All of these young folks and middle-aged and old folks like myself all want to launch a business. But no one's teaching you, giving you the answers to the test, but Shark Tank. So you go there, you get entertained, you see real lives being changed, and you get the answers to the test if you're an investor or an entrepreneur. It's a win-win.
And how important is the presentation versus the actual business? I mean, the presentation has a great deal to do with the success, right?
It does. In fact, I'm reminded of last season, Kevin O'Leary told this guy it was the worst presentation he ever heard. From scale 1 to 10, I'll give you a -6. But I tell you what, I'm going to make an offer. I want to buy 100% of your business just to fire you. Kevin told someone. I was dying laughing, man. But presentation isn't everything. You want someone who is confident and competent. You don't want someone that's just on there that's a great presenter that has no substance. You don't want all substance and can't present because they won't be able to raise money. They won't be able to hire employees. They won't be able to bring in engineers, right? So you want competent and you want confidence and not just showmanship.
You know, I got a great investment idea for you.
Uh-oh. Talk to me.
What do you think about a nationally syndicated radio show for active duty military veterans and their families?
You're done.
Come on. I mean, there's nothing like it. Rashawn, thank you so much, man. Great to talk to you, and best of luck on Shark Tank. It's so fun, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you could support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The devil is in the detail when it comes to political polling, what's happening in the country, and President Trump's job approval. You're going to find out the data and the analysis on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.